Today we come to the end of our sermon series, Christmas Interrupted. As we all know, life is full of interruptions, and this Christmas season has certainly been interrupted in a major way. But the most significant interruption of all time is the birth of Jesus Christ. No one was expecting the Messiah to enter the world in the way he did. Of course, the story of Jesus' birth is so familiar to us that it's easy to lose sight of how unexpected it was. His birth, and later on his life and his ministry, would challenge old assumptions about God's presence and work in the world. But this is the story that the Gospel of Luke shares with us. It's the story of the good news of Jesus Christ. It is the story of good news for all people. So let's listen now to our scripture text. If you have a Bible handy, I invite you to turn to Luke chapter 2. I'll read verses 1 through 14. Let's now listen to our scripture passage. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Amen. It's that time of year when kids are bursting with excitement and anticipation. They can't wait for Christmas Day to arrive. For last month, they've been singing Christmas songs, eating lots of sweet goodies, and dreaming about the gifts they will get. And then on Christmas morning, they will rush out of their bedrooms to see what kinds of presents are waiting for them under the Christmas tree. Now, Christmas mornings are so much fun, and personally, I love seeing the joy and happiness on my own kids' faces when they rip off the wrapping paper to see what they've been given. And what's even better is when it's a gift they didn't expect, but absolutely love. That's the joy of surprises. Now, I think we all try to surprise our loved ones with good gifts at Christmas time. But sometimes this is a real challenge. Some people seem to have everything, and we figure that whatever we put under the tree is going to be less than exciting for them. It's hard to find the perfect gift for people like this. And some people just don't want surprises. They've given you a detailed wish list, and they really don't want you to deviate from it. And that's just not much fun for us. Of course, surprises aren't always a good thing. In fact, some surprises come as a rude interruption that messes up life. Like when your boss tells you on a Friday afternoon to cancel any plans you have for the weekend because there's a major project she needs you to complete. Or like an unexpected bill that comes just after you've spent all of your paycheck. Or a phone call at 2 o'clock in the morning. No one ever calls at that hour with good news. We don't like these kinds of surprises. They are hard to deal with under normal circumstances, but even more so during the holidays. These kinds of surprises trigger stress and worry, and we're even tempted to react with fear. In the Gospel of Luke, the angel of the Lord had a way of making surprise visits. And every time he surprised someone, the first words out of his mouth were, "Do not be afraid." This happened 3 separate times in the first 2 chapters. And the phrase, "Do not be afraid," really serves as a thesis statement to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is because of Christ, the King of Kings, that the people of Israel and the rest of the world, including us, need not be afraid. And yet this is something we still struggle with. Now, unwelcome surprises have a way of stirring up our deepest fears. And we see this in each of the unexpected visits that the angel made. Now, one such fear is the fear of unanswered prayer. The first time that the angel appears in Luke is to the old priest Zechariah, who serves as a link to the Old Testament and the temple system. The angel said to Zechariah in Luke 1:13, "Do not be afraid, because your prayers have been answered." Now, he and his wife Elizabeth had prayed for years that they would have a baby, and yet they feared that this would never happen because old age had crept up on them. But the angel told him that his prayers were going to be answered in a personal way, because he and his wife were going to have a son who would become John the Baptist. But there's a second way that Zechariah's prayers were answered. As a priest, he had prayed for his people. He had prayed for them because they had suffered under years and years of oppression. And so, in a larger sense, his prayers were answered in that God was going to do something about the plight of his people through Jesus Christ. Now, wouldn't we all like to hear that our prayers have been answered? We'd love for God to send a messenger to us to tell us that a new job opportunity is about to open up, or that the pain of our grief will soon subside, or that a cure will be found before it's too late. This is the kind of message we all would like to get. But God's way of answering our prayers is often by doing something beyond our hopes and expectations. Now, it's true that our prayers are sometimes answered in the way that we want, but more often than not, the Lord is at work in our lives by giving us what we need when we need it. In the case of Israel, God sent a Messiah, the Messiah, as a tiny, vulnerable baby instead of sending a mighty hero. Now, for many people, Jesus didn't look like the kind of Messiah they were expecting. They thought God would send a military leader, someone who would bring down their Roman oppressors. But that's not how it happened. Instead, he came as a humble servant who would suffer and die at the hands of the Romans. And yet this is how God chose to save the world. God chose to save the world by participating in human suffering. And what this means for us is that no matter what we're going through, God walks beside us and will answer our prayers, but not always in the way we expect. Another fear that unwelcome surprises can stir up is the fear of being out of God's favor. Now, the second time the angel of the Lord shows up in Luke is to a visit with Mary. He says to her in Luke 1:30, "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God." Now, Mary was favored not because she was perfect or particularly wonderful in some way. God chose her because the Lord often chooses the unlikely, the obscure, even the misfit, to do his most important work. Now, like Zechariah, and like so many other people in the Bible, Mary was offered an opportunity, and she was blessed by bringing Jesus into the world. But that blessing also cost her something. Later in Luke chapter 2, when Mary brought Jesus to the temple to be dedicated, Simeon told her that a sword will pierce your own soul. And no doubt she remembered those words when she saw Jesus hanging on a Roman cross. When life is interrupted in some unexpected or unwelcomed way, we may wonder if God doesn't care about us. But the whole story of Jesus' birth tells us that we are deeply cared for. We don't need to be afraid because we have found favor with God. God favors each one of us. God loves us with an everlasting love. In fact, God loves us so much that he came to us in the person of Jesus Christ, died for us on the cross, and now lives with us and in us. We didn't earn this favor, but it is the ultimate gift. It's the gift of grace, and God offers it to everyone. Now, we're not promised a pain-free life, but the Lord has promised to be with us every step of the way. A third fear that unwelcome surprises can stir up is the fear of uncertainty. Now, we know that interruptions can sometimes throw us for a loop where we're not sure what we should do. This happened to a group of shepherds when the angel of the Lord made a third announcement. These shepherds were watching over their flock in a field near Bethlehem when the angel appeared. And the King James Bible says they were sore afraid. They were terrified. They didn't know what to do. And for the third time, the angel said, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people." And then notice what happened next. A multitude of the heavenly hosts joined the angel in song. They sang, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Now, they didn't want the shepherds to be afraid because the news they came to share about Jesus Christ is good news for all people. Now, this is the message that Jesus would later preach about. And specifically, he preached about the kingdom of God, how the kingdom of God had come and how it was at hand. And we see glimpses of this kingdom now. But it will come in its fullness when Jesus returns. This is the source of our hope. So no matter what happens to us in the present, God is with us, and God promises to set things right. In the meantime, we should hang on to the angel's words, "Do not be afraid." When some unwelcome interruption intrudes into our lives, we don't need to fear because God is with us. God is with us when our health fails, or when we run out of money, or when we make a terrible mistake. It is good news to know that our failures, our limits, and even our own death will not be the last word. Now, we can count on life not working out the way that we want it to. At some point, there will be unwelcome interruptions. We can respond with fear, but fear will drag us down into a deep, dark hole. Let's remember that there is a better way, and that way is with Christ. It's a life lived unafraid. And when we live unafraid in the face of adversity, our expectations change and life is transformed. I want you to imagine that we're going to a concert in a huge performance hall, like the Durham Performing Arts Center. This performance hall center is packed with music lovers, and after we've taken our seats, we start thumbing through the program as we wait for the music to begin. We know what this music will sound like. We're really expecting some bold music fitting for a grand celebration. As we wait, the concert manager walks out on the stage and announces that a famous musician has just arrived. He gets us all on our feet to welcome with applause the man who will fulfill our expectations. And as we stand there clapping our hands, a small person walks out on the stage. He doesn't look at all like what we had expected. In his hand is not a conductor's baton, but a small flute. As we watch, he plays a gentle tune that sounds a bit familiar, but different from what we had imagined. But the music begins to connect with us deeply, weaving its way into our imaginations and transforming them. And as it reaches its close, the orchestra responds with a new version of the music that we had been expecting to hear all along. Now, living unafraid is like this. When we live without fear, God transforms us, transforms our expectations, transforms the way we respond to unwelcomed interruptions that have intruded into our lives. This doesn't mean life suddenly becomes easier. See, when life is interrupted by something awful or by some unwelcome news, there's still stress and hurt and pain and other such things. But deep down, we know that God is going to set things right. God is going to transform things. And that's the source of our joy. Now, this is good news for all of us, but especially for those who feel like they've run out of luck. It's good news for those who are hurting and lost and suffering. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. And when we live with Christ, we'll discover that joy shows up where it's not expected. Now, if you're living with fear, if there's not much joy in your life, I invite you to embrace the angel's words, "Do not be afraid." I invite you to welcome Christ into your heart. A life lived with Christ is full of good surprises, including the fact that Christ will transform your expectations and the way you live and the way you see life. And even when unwelcomed interruptions intrude into your life, God will surprise you with the gift of joy. So I hope we all will make room for Christ in our lives this day and every day so that we will know the deep joy that comes through Jesus Christ. I invite you now to bow your heads and join with me in prayer. Oh God, we confess that when life doesn't work out the way we expect, especially when we're hit with some unwelcomed interruption, it is easy for us to lose sight of you and live in fear. Help us, Lord, to not be fearful, but to have faith and to remember the truth of the incarnation, that you have come to us in Jesus Christ, that you walk with us every step of the way, and that you will set things right. We are thankful for this good news, and we pray that we will share this joy with others. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.